about a month before they leave, the services ramp up in that month. We can line up interviews, be sure that the child has appropriate clothes to go to interviews, that the resume is as beautiful as it can be, that we have a copy of the unofficial transcript from the school, that maybe some of our community partners may be willing to interview the child or allow them to go and job shadow for a day. We have lots of kids who are interested in auto mechanics, for example, and we have community partners who own auto places. So we try to partner them up. We make sure that their transportation needs are met. If they need bus passes, light rail passes, whatever it is that's going to help them get around. There is a parole plan for every youth who leaves prior to 18. The parole plan is the legally binding contract that the youth signs. And there are a whole bunch of categories on it. Education, work. Every youth on parole is required to do weekly drug testing. And communication with the PO. So you can't leave the state. When they're first released, there's pretty heavy monitoring. It's weekly. They check in between the parole officer and the transition specialist. They make sure that the child is enrolled in school or help them find a job. What we do is we say, if Johnny does not show up for work, here's my phone number. Please call me. We do this with education also. It's not just employers. If Johnny doesn't come to school, please call me and I will find out why and I will make sure that he gets there.